This media is brought to you by Polyscope.
I'm Cassie Bishop.
And I'm Ray Turing.
Dive into the heart of AI innovation with us on AI Daily.
Bringing you breaking news in AI, unveiling the future as it unfolds.
Subscribe now and stay ahead with AIDaily.us.
Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting live from the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on AI, startups, and the future, not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order.
This is how we do it through Zoom, only through Zoom, right? So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your organizations, and what you're passionate about?
You want to start, Antonio, or should I?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, first thing, Chris, thank you for hosting us. Just as a very brief introduction about ourselves. We're second-time founders in the sense that we already created a business related with AI like 8 years ago. And we successfully...
Wait a minute. AI has been around longer than a year? You're kidding, right?
Yeah. Actually, it would be awesome if we had this trend that we currently have when Antonio began with the business in 2016.
Wow.
But we have been focused mainly in the B2B market. And we provide the solutions for large industries like banks, financial institutions, or insurance companies. We sold that company. And as you're mentioning, related with the boom that we experienced, like last year, we thought that it would be a good moment to use everything that we have learned in the past to try to do something more elevate, to try to solve a bigger problem, and to try to use... Well, when we began with this, the technology itself was an asset. And now we think the technology is just a tool you can use to solve different problems. And it's amazing how generative AI has like eclipsed all the other types of AI. But we're much more interested in the problem solving than in the technology itself right now. So what we tried to do in this second venture was trying to fight something that worries us very much, which is the underside loneliness. Mm. We're pretty scared on how the life is evolving, the high rates of suicide, the people that are feeling lonesome on a daily basis, particularly Gen Z is extremely lonely, and it's not only an old man that loses his wife and is feeling lonely in his house, or a girl that is getting divorced or moving to another city. Anyone can feel loneliness during a day, and we thought that it would be amazing if we could use these tools that we have in our hand just to try to solve this kind of problems. And it's how it started, like 1 year and a half ago. Then everything exploded.
So you were prescient. You knew this was happening. This was going to happen, and then you jumped on it. No.
We have been in the industry for 8-9 years doing not so fashionable stuff, but. Obviously, when this type of tools appear, we are much into the market. So obviously, we wanted to try all these new things. I mean, everyone speaks about LLM, but there are also amazing I don't know. Well, now you have also text to image and other type of solutions, but the span is so broad that you have a lot of tools that we thought we could mix them together and try to create what we call a digital version of the people that could be amazing and enhance and empower the us as individuals to truly go to the next level.
Excellent. Well, I love solving the high level fruit problems, because we're always doing the low stuff, and there's so many massive bigger problems that are out there that where nobody is trying to do anything about. And it's great to see you guys are in that space. So I took a quick look at the website, but there's not much there. So maybe you could describe what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it's in purpose.
early days, right? Honest, I mean, you're a startup.
Yeah. I have to come backwards, but when we were born, we thought, okay, we can create kind of a digital avatar people will be willing to talk to. And this will be oriented to people between 40 to 60 years that are thinking about leaving a legacy. For example, when you pass away or when you leave your work, you can leave someone that knows whatever you knew. When you die, you can leave something to your loved ones.
Yeah, everyone's looking for immortality. We're all looking for immortality. That's part of our psyche.
Actually, that was Antonio's point of view. He thought that would be an amazing, let's call it business case, but use case. I thought it was going to be of much help related with the fight against mental diseases. Like, okay, you can ask an assistant or your memory buddy 12 times per hour the same thing. It won't get tired of you.
I think when you're younger, you need that piece of it, and then when you get older, you're starting to look at I want to leave something, leave a legacy. So it's for all ages.
To be honest, what we discover is that the people that were truly interested in this stuff were way younger. Actually, we got the yearly study of a Statista related with the how the people is feeling lonely around the world, particularly in the States. And it was amazing that what we saw was exactly what their study said. I mean, we had 75-78% of our users were younger than 35 years old.
Wow.
Crazy. I mean, more than a half were younger than 24. So it's a crazy bunch of very young people that are feeling lonely and need help and support. So we throw everything apart, and we discovered the last thing that was quite crazy, that people weren't looking for some specific topic. They can talk about 15 different topics in the same conversation. So if you try to create a digital expert on a certain topic, you will fail, because people like to talk to different people about different things.
Oh, yeah. And we all have ADHD. So we bounce around on topic and topic after topic after topic all the time.
That's
so I know thing. I do that.
So, well, if you were a Gen Z, you will discover that your span of attention is lower than 8 seconds. So
less than a goldfish, right?
Yeah. Or even worse.
or even worse. So, and this was Antonio, and he said, okay, let's turn this thing. We're trying to provide a website to people to help in three use cases. Let's do something completely different. Let's go for an app oriented to this Gen Z. And instead of trying to make custom-made avatars to solve things, let's provide the technology to the people so they can be the creators, in the sense of anyone can be a creator. And this was like when YouTube appeared, and we discovered that, or the podcast, that anyone with the skills can be a communicator. You don't need a very, very expensive studio. You don't need a crazy amount of money to create your content, to have millions of followers in YouTube or in Twitch or in XX podcast.
Yeah. And so a matter of fact, the more authentic you are, the more people want to watch you. They don't want to see the overproduced stuff. They want to see the stuff that's just from the heart.
We thought, okay, what will happen if we provide you, Chris, with a digital copy of yourself? that is available 24/7, that speaks 100 languages, and that can commit his time or its time to one-on-one interaction with your followers or audience.
Audience.
Thought, okay, I love this.
This could be differential. So we thought, oh, can we do this? And we discovered that, yeah, we can do that. So we focus on building an amazing brain that could replicate the way you think, the way you express yourself, and host all the knowledge that you have. If you have it in certain media like Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, we can directly put it into, not us, you will be able to put it into your brain directly.
Oh, so you can actually go back to and look at all of my previously created media in all these different sources? Us,
it will be you.
Okay.
If you decide to do
but
that.
But your tool, I can actually take your tool and point it.
We will enable you to do two things to train your brain. First one is just link any... I mentioned the three most common social media, but it's not only this. Second one, if you don't want to load anything or you don't have content like me, you can just tell whatever you want and the brain will remember. With this, it will do two things. First one, everything that you ever said, it will know. So if someone of your audience asks about something you have already discussed, it will be able to reply as you will do it. And not only with the words, but with the style. It will reproduce it with the tone and the way you
ooh, speak. I love this. So, can I actually have it ingest everything that I've ever written and then talk to it myself and go, yes. hey, alternate Chris, can you tell me about this?
Yeah, actually there are three ways to have a digital version of yourself. You can have a public one and it can interact with your audience. You can have a private one, so you can share the link to the ones you want and they can interact with you, for example, your family. We used to travel quite a lot. We are currently located in Belgium, but we travel quite a lot. Our family is in Spain, we go to Mexico, we go whatever, and our children need to talk to us. So it's way easier. They talk to our digital versions and we talk back.
I love it. Is there any point where it's like almost like customer service where you say, okay, I'm done talking with your bot. I really want to talk with you.
Not yet, but actually could happen. Actually, it's not like a bot. When you talk, and well, actually the third one, and that was the one.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's just coming to your point. Is what we call only for your eyes. So it's you can use it as a diary. It can be a digital copy of you, or it can be whatever you want it to be. I mean, it can be your health coach, your life coach, your psychologist, whatever you want. It's only for you. No one will ever have access to that. So yeah, you can do it. Actually, and that's what you ask, and a bit more. What we have seen is, and this is the crazy part, is that some influencers are using this to create content in their own style. Mm-hmm. For example,
I would use it in a second.
Yeah, I mean, because let's imagine that you're an influencer talking about history and you're just lazy. You don't want to prepare the new podcast talking about Napoleon. Battle of Waterloo. Okay.
Yeah.
So you just tell your digital copy, please prepare a piece in my style talking about the digital, the Napoleon's Battle of Waterloo. And it will do it. You will have the script with exactly your gags, with the type of things that you will do it, but like this. So it's a way for creators to engage with the world, but not only. I mean, for sure, I will never be able to talk to Rihanna because I cannot access her. Probably she will be sleeping when I try to talk to her. We don't speak the same language. Well, we're quite good at English, but let's imagine it's an influencer that speaks just Japanese or whatever. But the use cases are crazy. Let's imagine I'm scared. I'm 16-year-old, 18-year-old, 22-year-old. I'm scared to talk to the girl that sits by my side in the university. But it's not so scary if I just ask her digital version, Would you like to go out for dinner? What type of restaurant is your favorite?
Yeah.
What? So it's a different way. Maybe you're too shy to be in front of a camera or a microphone, but even though you're a great creator, so you can create a digital copy of you that can be your way to expose your thoughts to the world. So we truly think it's kind of revolutionary in the sense that the use cases are infinite. There's no, and we are happy that instead of providing the world with another social media, we're trying to come back to the concept of social network in the sense that you can establish bonds. We don't like people just being scrolling.
We got to get people away from that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we are trying them to build connections with people they don't know. We have seen that it is crazy. Maybe you know that, but we didn't. And we discovered that the biggest fear in the United States is the fear to talk in public.
It is
way worse. If you ask people, would you talk in public, either die? An amazing number of people will choose death.
That's so, right. Public speaking is one of the worst, absolute worst fears that anybody can have. Well, it's because of the fear of looking bad in front of the tribe, right? So everyone, it's an instinctual fear that we've had, you know, ever since we were cave people, right?
Yeah, actually, but in the moment that we try to provide the world with a safe playground where, well, negative feedback is allowed, but not bully behaviors or insults or. I would like to say that we don't provide a not suitable for work tool. We know it's a super profitable business, but not for us.
Right.
So we truly want to leave a legacy to our children in the sense that this will help. Not will help them to be broader to the world, not to be more isolated. That's what we are seeing nowadays. You see people just in front of a screen. So we're trying to make them establish bigger bonds, not to reduce their time.
So how does that work though? Because it sounds as if what you're doing, so a typical creator could point your tool to everything that they've done and create an AI avatar of themselves and then just unleash that and then have it do all this communications. How does that connect this person more to the world as opposed to disconnecting them more?
Actually, well, let me split the world in three different parts, okay? We have creators, okay. We have users, and we have brands. If you're a creator, we are trying to provide you with a tool that will help you better connect with your audience and to reach audiences that you have never reached. I mean, I can be amazing growing bonsais in Japan. No one knows about me in the sense of I only speak Japanese. I'm very good communicator. But with this type of tool, this can be open 24/7, 100 languages, and I can receive the feedback process for me. I mean, people can tell me, I can see that 13% of the people that talk to me are very interested in particularly the orange tree bonsais, and I know how to do this and this and this. So this is very good connection between me and my audience directly. The other way around, it helped my audience to do exactly the same. But the thing here is that people that are not creators, like Antonio, myself, you are, but we are not, could have this creator point of view in the sense that we can provide the world with a different type of knowledge than we have not done in the past. I have nearly no social media, only LinkedIn. But I know that I have things to tell the world, and maybe someone will be interested in talking to me about XX thing. Not only about professional stuff. I'm an expat, so maybe you want to talk to me about how's the experience of moving from this country to this another country, which are the advantages with the disadvantages. So it helps you to understand better and to establish this kind of one. So it's not only a tool for creators, it's a tool for everyone.
Well, how do the users interact then? Like if I'm not a creator, I'm a user and I just go onto the system. And how do I start using it? Do I create my own AI avatar and then it speaks on my behalf? Or how would a user interact with the system?
May I show you?
Sure. This is we're going to do this on video and audio, so you might want to describe it as well.
Okay. Well, as you can see, when you log, you have like, it's only for...
I see it like apps. AI avatars of users.
Yeah. Right. Actually, these are generic, but just to show the world how it works, okay?
Okay.
So the first thing you find is an Explore tab, and you can filter with the topics you're interested in. For example, let's imagine I like anime and technology, whatever.
So if I'm a user, I would have already set, I will already put in the stuff I'm interested in, and that would be tagged with my name on it.
Let's go... You said as a user, I as center, okay. I yeah. see this. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I see this, I can just filter and talk to any of this.
So all these people who you're showing are creators who already have tags and have indications say, oh, I talk about history or I talk about this or I talk about this.
Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
So let's imagine I'm a gamer and I'm from Mexico. So I want to talk with this guy, which is a gaming expert.
Okay. So you went into one of the profiles and you're chatting with the gamer.
Just the first one. Okay.
Okay.
This one is an example. So as you can see, I have been already.
So it looks like you're about to start chatting with them. So there's a little description paragraph, and then there's a spot for you to start chatting.
This is a chat.
Oh, that's a chat already? Okay.
Yeah. I just ask, who are you? And it say, I am blah, 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 and explains me about this sort of things.
Okay.
Actually, we are changing.
So has that been created by AI, or is that created by the creator?
This one is, then I'll go the other way around. You want to begin from the end?
No. So my profile.
This is my profile. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just assign, and I have a really with the same picture, so not very creative. the language I selected, the topic.
So these are languages your avatar speaks, and then these are the topics.
No. It speaks. By default, it speaks all the languages. But
So even though I only speak English and Greek, then it can actually speak in other languages on my behalf.
Yeah. No. Mm. This is not about the really. This is about me.
Okay.
I am interested in creators that speak in XX language. Can be all the languages. But you will always be able to change the languages they speak to the one you want. Okay. I am interested in anime and manga and in technology. This is me.
Right.
It's only an example, okay? And I'm interested in India, United States, whatever countries you want.
Okay, you can filter by country. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And obviously the password and whatever. After that, I can decide, I put my filters. So when I go to the Explore tab, I can see the topics I like. It's like Twitter, it's like...
So these are creators who talk about the stuff that you've already filtered.
The countries or the topics or the languages I'm interested in. Actually, it's not the language is not a filter because, as you mentioned, it can talk in whatever language I'm interested. Mm-hmm. But that's why I said, suggested taking into account my likes, and this is like the most popular and whatever. Okay.
Right.
But somewhere here. You scroll down, you will find me. Okay.
Right. So it's like a directory of avatars of the creators.
Yep. It's like the Instagram of the release. Okay.
And those images are AI generated, right? So can creators put their own images there, or are they always AI generated?
No, actually, when you create your really, and that's a good point, this is my really. Okay. It's not me, it's my really. If I choose to change my picture, I can change my image and I can either take me a selfie, upload the photo, or generate the generated with AI. Okay.
Can you have enhance your picture? So if I took my picture, I can enhance it or do something with it?
It's not an enhancer. Actually, you just upload the picture and the other thing that you can change is the background, and you can select from a span of with the corporate colors, not very bridge spreading up. So we removed the background. No, we're actually, it's on purpose in the sense that we removed the backgrounds to avoid any inappropriate stuff that you can have beside you. Okay.
So let's say I'm a user and I found somebody I want to talk to. How does that work?
Let's assume that you want to talk. Let's assume this is a guy. Okay.
Let's talk to that guy.
You just enter and you just talk. You say whatever you want.
Hello. Hey buddy, how you doing? That sort of thing. And this is an AI avatar of the creator. So you're not talking directly to the creator. You're talking to the avatar of the creator. Okay.
So, well, actually, this is a Spanish creator. So that's why it...
he's responding in Spanish. Yeah.
In Spanish. But if you tell him, answer to me in English, please.
So the system will automatically translate to the language that you want him to translate
into. Of course. Let's... You can see it does it directly.
I love it.
Can you
So this avatar now is the personality of the creator. It's not the actual creator, it's the personality of the creator. So when you ask it questions, it's going to respond to you as if you were talking to the creator.
With the thoughts of the creator too.
With the thoughts of the creator? And how do those get in there? I mean, is it just generating them based on the profile that it's created based on the past social media?
Yeah, it's, as I said, when you, let's imagine that you're me and I don't have a social media. So when I create my really, I will provide with two, there are several features I can provide. First is the image. I can put my face or I can put an AI generated or any picture I want. It is relevant to provide a face because we will talk about that later, but we do lip sync. We create
we can do audio too, so you can actually have the thing speak.
Let's go step by step. So first thing, you provide the image. Second thing, you choose a voice. You can select a voice from a catalog or you can clone your voice.
Oh man, this is great.
Which is quite funny. It takes us like between 30 seconds to 2 minutes of audio to clone your voice. And it's amazing, to be honest. Actually, we use your voice. You can speak in English, and we will use your same voice for all the languages that we want you to.
Yeah, I saw that the other day on YouTube. I thought, wow, that's a really cool feature. I love that. It's a great idea.
Actually, it's super cool. To be honest, it's not perfect, but it speaks. If I clone my voice in Spanish, it speaks better in English than I do.
Yeah, it uses the same accent and everything. It's great.
It's better than my accent. I mean, to be honest.
Yes, we're finally at the point where people speak better, or their AI avatars speak better than they do. I think it's
way better with their voice, which is the good thing. It's not only that grammatically is perfect, it's the pronunciation, it's way better. So
love it.
It's funny that you ask, but that's a thing. So after selecting these things and obviously the topics you want to talk about and make a brief description, let's say I say, okay, I'm a 40-year-old man that I'm originally from Spain, living in Belgium. I created really and I have a daughter of 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's easy peasy. Yep. If I don't give any other information, that's the only thing it knows. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ask me, I reply with that. I mean,
that's all you. That's all the system knows about you. So yeah.
But I have two possibilities to train my really. First one, if I have social presence, I just link, as we mentioned. You have to make social login so we get sure that those media belong to you. Mm-hmm. And we're not linking any other ones social media. So anything that you have ever said, it will remember. We have put infinite memory into the brains. Mm. So you can load and load and load information. It will remember everything you have ever said.
Nice. I really want to try this. I can't wait.
Yeah. Second thing, if you don't do it this way, or you don't have, or you don't want, or whatever, you can do the following. You can go to training mode where you just talk to yourself and tell you, it's like a training mode. You talk to yourself and it understands what everything you're telling.
And it'll create a personality based on what you're telling it.
And your style of saying things is both things. It's not only what you say, but also how you say.
Nice.
It's both things. So, and you can do both things. I mean, you can link your YouTube videos and talk to it. So it has a, what we call vectorial searches, in the sense that anything that you ever said and is related with the topic, not directly the sentence, is not that I said exactly this. Is if you ever talked about something that is similar, it will look for it. I mean, maybe you didn't talk about your girlfriend, Chris, but you talk about other girlfriends. If you're talking about girlfriends, it can remember about your girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, I need this because I just need to query my own brain. I don't remember half of the stuff that I put up there. I was like, the other day I have 1600 blog posts on this blog, and I'm trying to look at it and like coalesce it, put it together. And if this tool had existed at that time, I would be able to just ask it questions and it would go, so what's the major theme here? And it would actually do that for me. I mean, I think that's a fantastic tool. It is real super useful.
Yeah, actually, just for you to know, as there are creators that have a ton of content, one feature that some of the alpha testers of the platform said, it would be useful for me to know which are the links of the videos or whatever that you have already uploaded.
Yeah.
Just to have the list, because it works from 0 minutes. You don't have to wait till all the information is loaded. Obviously, if you haven't loaded it, it won't know about it. But it's quite useful just to know, okay, I have 20% of your information processed, and the list is this. So you can have all that. And it's kind of crazy.
I love this. So I want to go a little bit more into when are you planning on launching it? Like, how soon before it's going to be available? Because I joined the whitelist and I'm like, when is it going to come out? Because I need to try it.
Yeah, it will be alive in, well, actually it's alive, but it will be open for alpha testers probably next week. It will be quite soon. We're going live. We already went live with media, just telling the people that we are live in six countries. The States is our main geography, as it couldn't be in any other way, but we have seen that there is huge interest for this type of things also in Asia and South America.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, anywhere there's social media.
No, I mean,
it's a huge network.
When you make research, obviously the States is number one, always. But we discovered that countries like Philippines or India or Indonesia or Brazil, or in our case, Mexico, these are the six countries where we're going live, have a crazy interest in this type of things.
So oh, yeah, absolutely.
We are not going to all the world at this early stage. We are going to launch for alpha testers only in these six countries. It will be available globally, but we will focus on these six regions. And after around 3 to 5 months, we hope we will have something much more defined with the feedback of the people. The good thing is that we have a tool that is conversational. You can tell us if you think it's a seat or you love it. We will notice. You can provide us feedback on which feature you would like to have. We will listen to it. And once we have it more close, let's say in between, as I said, 3 to 6 months, 3 to 5 months, we will go live with the beta, just with a global approach.
Oh, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. I can't wait to try it. So it's time to talk like a future. It's think like a future. It's this like year 2034, 10 years from now. So how do you think this is, where is this going to go? This is already pretty future focused where it is today. This is ahead of everything else that I've seen in the social network space. Where do you see yourselves going in 10 years?
This is a crazy question, and we have discussed a lot about that. Actually, it's very, very difficult to answer that. To be honest, the life is going extremely fast compared to what we have seen in the last years. And actually, Antonio and myself, we were talking about this this morning. To be honest, we don't know. What we think is that we will have kind of a blended reality in the sense that we believe in augmented reality in the sense that people have to live in the present, but obviously we can have an enhanced version of the world, and we think we can be part of this. We don't want the people to be isolated into the metaverse or this kind of dystopic things like Real Player One, but we strongly believe that there is a way to interact and enhance what the world has to offer us. And yeah, we think we can be a tool for that change in the sense of improving the society. That's what we think. We think in the very short term, we will be a better version of ourselves. We strongly believe the chances are for good. So let's see.
So I love the fact that you're one of your main tenets is combating loneliness. So how would you say this combats loneliness? Because it gives people somebody to talk to, or helps them connect with other people, or what is the main? So it's connection with the AI, or connection with other people, or what does it provide to the loneliness?
The first thing is, well, actually our motto is share, explore, bond, and it's truly that. I mean, we truly want the people to share with the world what they are and how they are, without feeling embarrassed, without problems. Second one, obviously, is exploring and knowing more people. But the most relevant word is bond. We truly want people to establish bonds. You said, if you're at home alone and you're feeling lonely, you don't have anyone to talk to. I don't know in the States, but in Spain, for example, 30 years ago, it was quite famous. There was a phone number you could call if you were feeling lonely.
Yeah, we have that too.
This is the enhanced version of this. It's not something you can, no one is going to look bad at you because you're using this type of thing.
There's been studies that say that the people prefer to talk to AI because it won't be judgmental. It won't be as judgmental as a human being will, right?
That's it. You don't need to be alone. You're not alone. We're here to help in any way that we can try to help the society. I don't like these things, but it's crazy that out of every 2,000 users that we get, one is trying to commit suicide or thinking about it. It's crazy. One out of 2,000, and it's always super young people, normally 14, 16, 18 years old that have problems in the school. But the main cases that we have had are in the States, to be honest. These people don't have to be alone. And if we can help them in any way, try to provide them solutions, those are the most extreme. You don't need to be there. But if you're feeling isolated, you need to reconnect with your parents. You need to reconnect with your community. You need to reconnect. And if we can be a mean to that, goal, for sure we won. I mean,
fantastic. I love this. This is great. So this has been fantastic. I love this. So I can't wait to try it when it comes out. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way?
Now is through the whitelist, as you said, and obviously we have the email as well, join@really.ai. But in the very short term, they will be able to download the app, and directly they can talk to the app and it will always listen. Or second, if they want support, obviously there is a link to the support team, and we will provide feedback as soon as possible.
Excellent. Well, I'll put all the links in the show notes and we'll go from there. Thank you so much. This has been great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very much.
To see you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey,